From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry, it's Soundcheck on OFM.
Joining me on OFM Nights is Pat McKay, talking all things music. Of course, we're standing at the end of 2021. You've been quite busy over the last few months, and it's great to see that you've been taking the time to give us new music. What's the last few months been like?
Yeah, that's been it's been an interesting time, I think, for everyone. I think it's given a lot of artists time to write. I think there's a lot of new music coming out. There are silver linings when it comes to tough things in life, and I think it's important to have a look at those silver linings.
Quite excited to talk about your track, Never Dead. You released it a few weeks ago. If we're talking about this specific song, it has a very powerful message. Quickly talk us through how that song came about. I see you actually wrote it while you were on a three-day solo hike in the mountains.
So I think I've always had this part in me that's kind of felt to get up and out into nature and be on my own, and as a sort of a rite of passage. And I took that opportunity, went into the Oberberg Mountains for a few nights and took my little mini guitar with me and a backpack. There was actually some huts up there, so I didn't completely rough it. While I was up there, I picked up my guitar and yeah, one of this kind of, I usually use my phone to record voice messages, and it's not voice messages, sorry, just record little parts of songs, because if you don't get them down, sometimes they just slip into the ether and you can lose some magic. And this little line came to me, and a kind of a vocal hook, and I was like, wow, there's something on that. It just developed from there. When I came down, I took all the little pieces that I'd got up on top of the mountain and constructed them into a song, and yeah, that's kind of how it came about.
Let's quickly look forward. There's going to be a busy November for you, and a week in a bit we are getting a brand new album from you. Quickly tell us a bit about that.
So my album drops on the 18th of November. It's actually my dad's birthday. I lost my dad about just over 5 years now, so it's just releasing it on his birthday to honor him. But he was such a big fan of my music. I'd like to say that he, you know, to dad, so I don't know if he's biased or not, but he really just used to play my songs on repeat, my biggest fan. So put some of this material out and putting it out on his birthday. And you know, I have to say, in general, I'm less and less I'm trying to subscribe to kind of the boxes that are created by culture and the industries of what one is meant to do as an artist, or how one is meant to show up in the world. So I'm kind of less and less subscribing to culture's narrative, or the you know, this idea of becoming, and this idea that you have to fit in and play shows and get permission. There's only one way to do things. So I'm really trusting that there are more than one way to do things as artists. And I think a lot of that stuff, you know, there's a lot of platforms opening up online and opportunities. And I think it's some of these old structures that don't serve are beginning to crumble anyway. So I don't know, call me a hopeless romantic, but I'm excited about the new and open to the new. So I'm going to keep, my idea is just to keep making good music, and also just learning to rest, because I really do believe that the best stuff comes when, especially as an artist, one of the cycles of life, and you learn to rest.
I totally agree. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us tonight. It's been lovely. We'll keep a close eye for 18th of November. We'll post a few links on our website as well, ofm.co.za.
Appreciate the interview. Have a great day.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.